www.thebestofmedia.com.
Thanks for watching IAMTV with Dr. Alan Keyes, live every weekday, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Alan has been a constant voice for the treatment of conservative principles in America, fighting for basic human rights to include the most vulnerable, our children in the womb. We hope that you are enjoying our show, Let's Talk America. So we have a simple request. Would you consider going to our website and making a donation to keep us on the air? Please consider your very best gift to help us continue broadcasting by going to www.imtv.us and mark it monthly reoccurring if you don't mind. On behalf of Dr. Alan Keyes and our staff, we sure do thank you. Enjoy the show.
My fellow Americans, welcome back to the Sheriff Mac Show. My name is Sam Bushman. I'm the Operations Director of the CSPOA, CSPOA.org. And Sheriff Mac is the founder and president of the CSPOA. And the whole goal is to create a partnership between citizens and their sheriffs. A lot of people listen to the song, I Shot the Sheriff. We reject that. We change it to I Back the Sheriff, because that's where the solutions start, Sheriff Mac.
First of all, I hate that song. But mostly because it's just a lousy tune. But I don't like the message from it either, obviously. But we're grateful to have one of the greatest sheriffs in the country on the program today with one of the greatest sheriff wives in the country. Love to have both of them. We're grateful for that. But first, I have...
Dun, dun, dun. The greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered, quote,
folks, do not forget, Sam was absolutely correct. The Mac Prince case is the greatest and most powerful 10th Amendment decision ever rendered by the U.S. Supreme Court. And why? Because Scalia wrote it and he did not try to make new law. He simply reinforced American history and he reinforced the Constitution. I said this one before, Sam, but this bears repeating, and I'm going to quote it again and again, not every time, but this one really gets to me because Scalia quotes the Federalist Papers in this most amazing, miraculous decision. The only time in history where sheriffs sued the federal government and won. The quote comes from Federalist number 51. Hence, a double security arises to the rights of the people. The different governments will control each other at the same time that each will be controlled by itself. What a great quote. I love it. It speaks for itself. And Sam, thank you for being on with me and helping me with the Sheriff Mac Show. And let's get to our wonderful guest.
And before we do, that's why the sheriff is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. They mock us and ridicule us because we say the sheriff is the highest executive authority in his jurisdiction, in his county. They try to play games and act like the federal government has godlike status over the states. That's an absolute lie. Your case blows that narrative out of the water with Antonin Scalia highlighting that it's a dual sovereign scenario and then further explaining that Sheriff Mack was not able to keep his oath of office and obey the federal government at the same time. It was an impossibility. And thus, the reality of the sheriff is that he has tremendous power. Remember, the checks and balances, all three branches of government exist at the county level. The sheriff is the executive, like equivalent to the president in his jurisdiction. Okay, the legislative body is usually a county commission or advisors, or they have different names for them. And then you got the DA, which represents the judicial. And so on the local level, the three branches of government have those appropriate divisions as well. With that, let's introduce our sheriff.
Well, I'm telling you, Sam, I have to say something about Sheriff Songer. He is a life member of the CSPOA. He did that on his own. As you know, I don't ask sheriffs to join the CSPOA as far as dues are concerned. And he paid money to become a life member of the CSPOA. He's been a staunch supporter of the Constitution. He's been a tremendous example of what a true constitutional sheriff is nationwide. His wife has joined with him in many of the meetings that he has attended and many that he has spoken at. He was on our panel discussion when we had five sheriffs from across the country appear at the Red Pill Expo, or was that the Freedom Fest?
That was Freedom Fest.
It was the Freedom Fest, yeah, but it was at the same place.
Yeah, which is even bigger than Red Pill, by the way.
Red Pill Expo was a good one too, but the Freedom Fest in South Dakota at Rapid City. Of course, that area is known for Mount Rushmore. So, and I believe that Sheriff Bob Songer will go down in history equivalent to the people that whose bus stand at the mountain there in the Black Hills of South Dakota at Mount Rushmore. I believe that sincerely. I believe he's a stalwart example of what we're after in America, and that is to take back America county by county, and thereby making the corruption of Washington, D.C., and in his state, Olympia, the state capital, irrelevant in destroying the liberties of the people. And when government comes in and oppresses the people, the sheriff and all other public officials in the state, but especially the sheriff, has the responsibility to protect them from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And with that, Sheriff Bob Songer, welcome to the Sheriff Mac Show.
Thank you so much for an outstanding introduction. And, of course, you know, us kid, and we don't kid each other, the leader of the constitutional sheriffs is Sheriff Mac. I look up to him. He's an outstanding individual.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sheriff. Sheriff.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, so people understand, Sheriff Bob. What? Tell us about your law enforcement history. You've been at this for a little bit, huh, Sheriff?
Just a little. A little over 50 years in law enforcement. And I started out as a reserve in Washougal, Washington, in 69, and then hired full-time as a Clark County Sheriff in Vancouver, Washington. Served there 20 and a half years, last six and a half of that as undersheriff of the department, and ended up running for election in 1990, lost that election for sheriff, was a gaming commission agent for a very short time, police chief in Elko, Nevada, and I might say I'm so proud of Elko becoming a constitutional county. That's just outstanding. And then served 4 years, as I said, as the police chief there, and then as a armed bailiff for Judge Ames out of Elko County, and then hired on as a contract deputy in Clickitat County, Washington, patrolling the mountain ranges for cattle rustlers, timber theft, and so forth, and then ran for sheriff in 2014 of Clickitat County, was elected, and I'm finishing up my second term and running for re-election for a third term. So that's kind of a
Sheriff Mac, overview. I was two when this gentleman got started.
That makes me feel good, Sam.
Yeah, I wish I could say the same, but Sheriff Songer and I are only about 5 years apart. And he had a big, huge announcement just recently where he's going to run again for one more term. We're not quite certain how his wife, Fran, feels about that, but maybe we better not bring up any family problems like that.
The reason I focus on how long he's been there, though, really is to highlight this incredible legacy, though. You know, you've got somebody this experienced in law enforcement doubling down on the value of and the leadership provided by the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. So when all the critics come up, hey, the experts in law enforcement from Joe Arpaio to Bob Songer to I could go on and on and on, they realize the truth of what Sheriff Mac and what the CSPOA teaches and the value of the offerings from the CSPOA. Sheriff Mac?
Yeah, there's no question. In fact, I'm not quite certain I remember the exact incident that brought Sheriff Songer and the CSPOA together. But I think I heard in the news that he was doing some tremendous things in his county. And I called him. Is that the way you remember it too, Sheriff Songer?
It is. It was over I-1639, an anti-gun law that our governor pushed. And my opinion was totally unconstitutional law to take Second Amendment rights away from our citizens.
Yeah. And isn't it amazing that we all have a responsibility to uphold and defend the Constitution and not just the United States Supreme Court, which has been wrong on a lot of different issues. But the way I see the oath of office is that I have to uphold and defend the Constitution and the principles of liberty that are protected therein, and that I have to do my part to protect those, even if the Supreme Court says just the opposite. Exactly. I think the principles have to survive the whims of the Supreme Court, or even worse is their dedication to the party that got them put into office. And right now it looks way too much on the side of politics when it comes to Supreme Court decisions instead of the principles of American idealism. Now, Sheriff, so you were taking a strong stand against gun control from the state legislature in Washington, and you had quite a few interviews from national press and local press on that issue. How did they treat you?
Interviews, actually, the people that conducted those treated me very well. I think, you know, that most people across this country, other than the far left, of course, believe in the Second Amendment. Because without that Second Amendment, the rest of those amendments are not going to mean much. There's a reason our forefathers put that Second Amendment in place. And I've gotten criticism as well from that. But, you know, that's part of the job. And I am so proud of the fact that I'm able to serve our citizens in our county as a constitutional sheriff. You know, I tell them, I said, you know, look, the sheriff has a lot of responsibilities, going after bad guys, running the jail, civil process, numerous things, courts and so forth. But his primary job, above all, when government becomes the bad guy, is to intervene and stand up for the citizen.
Intervene.
Amen.
That's a
to
good
that,
word.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The word that we use in our training is interpose. But it's that's a synonym of intervene. The sheriff is required to interpose on behalf of the people. And again, Sam, you said this at the beginning, and you have heard this from us numerous times, Sheriff Songer. Has there ever been a time where we have advocated violence of all the meetings and all the times that you've met with me or our staff?
No, not at all. At no time.
How about... have you heard us talk about white supremacy or racism and anything else to do with putting down minorities?
No, in fact, anything spoken about white supremacy was not to support that. In fact, against that.
That is absolutely correct, and we never will side with racists or white supremacists. We never have, and folks. You heard it here.
Yeah, we did bring it up when they tried to call me a racist, and I just documented to the sheriffs how absurd that whole idea is. And the sheriffs had a good laugh at that because they know the truth.
Exactly. And if I could just quickly, I had some of the far left in our county make a complaint with our Washington State Training Commission because now the governor's created a citizen review board for officer complaints. And anyway, they filed a complaint. The investigator called me and said, Sheriff, we need to inform department heads when there's been a complaint filed against one of your people. And I said, oh, really? Who's the complaint against? They said, you. And I said, well, what is the complaint? Well, you are a member of or associated with domestic terrorist anti-government groups. And I started to laugh and I said, whoa, wait a minute. I am not a member of Black Lives Matter or Antifa. They turned around and about 2 weeks later sent me a letter from the state stating that they're dropping the complaint. It didn't fit their criteria.
Well, and what we need them to do now is double down, though. And we need to file a complaint against who's making these false, dishonest, immoral assertions that have no basis in reality, Sheriff Bob Songer.
Yeah, and this is what's interesting. I asked who filed the complaint. It's anonymous. We don't give out that name. So I thought somewhere in the Constitution you have a right to face your accuser.
Face our accuser. Yeah.
Oh, not anymore in this day and age. But I want to pivot the discussion. We only have a short time with Sheriff Songer, Richard Mack, and I want to pivot the discussion to, you know, I mentioned at the start of the broadcast, the sheriff gets his authority when he's elected and swears his oath of office and he's put into position. That's where his authority comes from. We, the people, delegate that authority and elect him, and he assumes that authority upon his swearing in, if you will. But the sheriff derives his power from the people who back the sheriff. Thus, the sheriff's posse. Now, we have a sheriff's posse on the general level through the CSPOA, CSPOA.org. We've got weekly webinars for that posse to help guide and support and train them. But Bob Songer, and the reason that I highlighted his, extremely long stint in law enforcement is because of the experience that we can really gain from this, Sheriff Mack. And he has created a sheriff's posse and has furthermore written a guide to help the people and to help other sheriffs understand how to put these together, how they function, et cetera. Start there, Sheriff Mack.
Well, the posse is one of the biggest things that we've promoted in the CSPOA because just as you said, Sam, it is a relationship that we are trying to create at the CSPOA between the people and the sheriffs and sheriff's offices across the country. And, of course, we do encourage every citizen to become a member of the CSPOA posse. And you can do that at CSPOA.org. And we need you to do that. And that's part of the success of the CSPOA is contingent upon how involved the American people are with the posse so that we can get you trained. In fact, we have in about 2.5 hours from now, we have a CSPOA posse webinar every Tuesday morning. And we invite all of you to become a part of that. But you can see the sheriffs in history that have utilized the people or dash the posse. And posse actually means power. But the power of every government comes from we the people. First three words of the Constitution. So, Sheriff Songer, give us a few more intimate details about your posse and how it works.
I'd be happy to, Sheriff. Thank you. Mission statement for the Sheriff's Posse is the Sheriff Posse is made up of citizen volunteers working in a partnership with the Clickitat County Sheriff's Office to reduce crime throughout Clickitat County by establishing and maintaining a safe living environment for the citizens, which includes the right of all persons within Clickitat County to be free from criminal attack, to be secure in their possessions, and to live, travel, and exist in peace. Now, having said that, I have approximately 145 posse members right now. We're recruiting. We want to get up to 200. These are citizens, and I consider it community policing as well, working with the sheriff's office in trying to prevent crime and report crime. Now, the general posse does not have arrest authority, but I would give that to them under emergency search situations. But as a general rule, they don't have arrest authority. But they do so many things. This is not just a ceremonial posse. Might add, the biggest posse in the state of Washington. They work the county fairs for us, security, beer gardens. They do patrol through their neighborhoods. They have a plaque magnetic plaque that goes on the side of their vehicle. It says Clickitat County Sheriff's Posse Patrol with the star.
Cool.
Their job is to observe, document, and report. And they, I'm so proud of the posse members we have. They're made up. I've got a mayor that's a posse member, state legislature that's a posse member. Just to give you an example of some different, levels of people in our community. But we do a criminal background check to make sure that we have people on there that are, honest people and do not have criminal history. But they just do so much for our community. They, do a lot of security work for us. And now I have got four or five posse members that I've, bumped up to special deputy position because they work security in the courtrooms. And they do have a, I give them a limited security, rest hours if an inmate breaks from the courtroom or a problem in the courtroom or in the courthouse. They have the authority to hold on to that individual and until a fully commissioned officer arrives.
Man, I need to sheriff's man. Ready
for me? Love that. That is amazing. And I'll tell you what, I got to ask you, is your wife a member of the posse or does she just kind of leave that to you?
No, actually she is.
I'll call and find out and we'll continue.
Way to go, Craig.
Yeah, she is, and she's also a member of the women behind the, or support of the badge. So she's pretty active in these things. So very proud of her.
Go, Fran. Good job.
So taking care of business, ladies and gentlemen. Now, look, you've also created a guide to help other sheriffs kind of go through this posse to understand how to use them, how to carry them out, what their responsibilities are, et cetera, right?
Right. Not only we have a policy and procedure manual, but every month we have a meeting with the posses. I've got an East End County posse. Central, I have three divisions in the central area of the county and a division over on the west end of the county. And each month we meet with those divisions and provide training. And a lot of those posse members were able to attend Chris Ann Hall's constitutional law, which was very good. And so we provide all this training constantly. And those who want to carry a gun in uniform, they go through our NRA qualification, certification, and they're and they carry in uniform. Of course, it doesn't prevent them as a citizen to carry any time, but as a posse member, in uniform, for liability reasons, obviously, we have them go through the proper training and certification.
Sure.
And
that's a key point there, Sheriff Songer. I'm glad you brought that part up because, folks, the posse can be utilized however the sheriff wants, and they can be trained extensively or not, however the sheriff wants. And that's the key point of all of that. It's completely under the direction of the county sheriff.
Yes. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Sheriff Mac, Bob Songer, Sam Bushman will all be back in mere seconds. You are watching the Sheriff Mac Show. Archives will be available at Brighteon.com, live, Brighteon.tv. You are watching.
Ohio Brett here, host of The Ohio Brett Show for God, Country, and Sports on Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming TV network in the world. And the reason why it's so important, because the Lord is using us to get truth out to we the people. Center left, center right, we're uniting like never before. Blacks, whites, Asian, and Hispanics, all uniting on Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. Brighteonstore.com.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
J&M Jewelry provides online jewelry appraisals that are convenient, secure, and affordable. Appraisals are usually completed within 48 hours and sent directly to your email. Contact us today or visit our website to use our appraisal request form. J&MJewelry.com.
The Sheriff Mac Show continues with guest sitting Sheriff Bob Songer of Klickitat County, Washington. His lovely wife, Fran, in the house as well. Sheriff Richard Mack and myself at your service. Sheriff Mack, you were talking to the sitting Sheriff Bob Songer about posses and about the value of them. And you were mentioning that sheriffs literally can have the posse do whatever they want. They can be highly trained, not trained at all, used in a variety of services. It's really at the pleasure of the Well, let me say this again, ladies and gentlemen, the top executive in his county sheriff.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, we've been told, the complaint about us, Sam, has been, as you alluded to earlier, that, sheriffs can just do whatever they want and they can pick and choose, what laws to enforce and what laws not to enforce. And, we have not trained that sheriffs get to pick and choose. We have trained that the argument about picking and choosing is completely a moot point, null and void, because the oath of office is the only thing that matters. The argument about picking and choosing ends at the time the sheriff swears an oath in God's name to uphold and defend the Constitution. So he must enforce and defend the Bill of Rights specifically and the Constitution generally, but in the execution of his job, he must comply with the Constitution because that is what he promised to do. And we have such a sheriff on with us today and his lovely wife, Fran. Sheriff Bob Songer, thank you for what you have done. And let me ask you one question that you think sheriffs across the country need to be doing a lot more of that most of them aren't doing today. I didn't run this past you before, but I'd like your honest opinion on that. What is it that sheriffs need to be doing across this country?
In my opinion, the sheriffs need to involve the community. They need to get the citizens to work with them in a partnership. Call it community policing. I call it community policing / posse deputies. By them working in a partnership with you, you build credibility throughout the community. And you have citizen support in a lot of actions you take or requests you make of a board of county commissioners for budget reasons and everything else. But that's one of the things that I've thought very hard on when I first got elected to office was I need to work with the citizens. And part of the citizens are our posse, and we never want to lose sight of that. These are people that we work for, even though they're volunteering and working for us. For example, I have 6 pilots that are part of our posse special deputy program. They fly for the county at no cost to the taxpayers whatsoever, not even for fuel. And what, for a small department like ours, we couldn't ask for anything better. I have seven hound handlers that, when we have a problem predator, cougar or bear, they'll go out at my request and they'll hunt down the predator and make the community safer. Ranchers lose livestock. We've had cougars right in town here. So it's a public safety issue. And, I've gotten a lot of pushback from some folks on that, but the majority of people support that because of public safety. That's the bottom line. And,
where's kind of covered that county located?
It's along the Columbia River. If you take, Highway 97 off of 14 on the Columbia River, Highway 14, you go north toward Yakima. We're 10 miles up off of the river there. So, it's not hard to find. Yes.
So, northeast.
Yeah. And I might add, from one end of our county to the other is a little over 100 miles. We have responsibility for the Marine Patrol on the river. We have reserve deputies that help out on that process. Of course, our regular commissioned deputies. Our entire department as commissioned officers, we have 19, and that includes myself. Our population for the county is about 22,000. You can see quickly that we're less than one deputy per 1,000 population. All the more reason you need to have citizen volunteers to help you with. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
We would be in hot water if we didn't have citizen support through the posse.
Amen.
And I want to clearly state that a lot of the posse members, if not all of them, most of them are volunteer positions too, saving the taxpayers big money, right, Sheriff Sunger?
Yes, and I made a report to the county commissioners at the first of the year based on last year. Our posse hours, patrol hours, the involvements they've had, pilots that fly, reserve deputies and so forth, the county saved over $500,000 in services they got free from volunteering.
Think about that solution, Sheriff Mack, that you're proposing all across the country. And Bob Songer, one sheriff out of 3,081 plus sheriffs in the country, saved well over $500,000 because of the reality of the posse. This is serious business, gentlemen.
Yes.
Well, and Sheriff Sunger, when government comes in to either try what they've promised to do and confiscate people's firearms, or if they try to go door to door and get people vaccinated, you would have to have help from the posse or from the citizenry to make sure that doesn't happen, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, and I've made it extremely clear, if there were those kind of attempts created in our county, I'd call a public meeting and have people raise their right hand, swear them in as deputies, and there is no way in hell they would be taking firearms from people or mandatory vaccinations.
Wow. I love
ladies and gentlemen, you got a sitting sheriff saying this and then deputizing his posse members to back this up. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. And if the sheriff doesn't have any authority like they claim, how is this allowed to be happening? Because they know that he has authority. Because they know he has the power in his authority because of his sheriff's posses. Sheriff Mack.
Yeah, and that's another key point. The sheriffs are elected in the state of Washington. And Sheriff Sunger, are there rumors or attempts to try to appoint the sheriff so they can get people in there who they will know will do what they're told?
Well, so far, not in Clickitat County, but King County went to home rule, and their sheriff in King County is appointed like a police chief.
Shame. That violates a key fundamental principle, ladies and gentlemen. When you move to appointed, they answer to somebody else, Sheriff Sunger.
Yes. Having served as a police chief for 4 years, now going on 8 years as sheriff, I can tell you there's a world of difference. As sheriff, I work for the people, not for the Board of County Commissioners, not for the governor. They're not my boss. the people that that I serve is my boss.
Right.
As a police chief, you work for the mayor, and at and as a police chief, you can be let go for no cause at any time if the city council and the mayor disagreed with one of your positions. So you have a lot of freedom as a sheriff to do your job and serve the citizens of your county.
All right, let's focus a little more on your posse guide and let people know, how do they get that? Can sheriffs get a copy? How can that be shared to help people understand the proper role, how to carry them out effectively, safely, et cetera? Sheriff Songer?
Absolutely. I'll give you my email. It's Bob S., all lower caps, of course, Bob S. at ClickAttackCounty, all one word, .org, O-R-G. And my cell number is 509-261-1833. 509-261-1833. Any sheriff that is interested, and a couple have been, and we've sent the materials to them, but any sheriff that is interested in thinking about creating their own posse, please give me a call or email me either way, and we'll make sure that you get the materials to our policy and procedures, our application background checks, those kind of things are very important, and we'll get you those documents. And I'm always happy to discuss it with them personally over the phone or in person on how they may go about doing that.
Wow, that is
and fantastic. Sheriff Mack, this just highlights some of the services the CSPOA offers, sir.
Well, yes, and as a matter of fact, I wanted to ask Mrs. Songer. She's still there, right?
Yes.
Yes.
She's hiding over in the corner.
Fran, I know that you have been to a lot of our meetings, to our conferences, conventions, seminars, probably more than any other sheriff's wife has in the last 10 years. I would like to ask you, what has been the number one thing that has impressed you by what you have learned? What is the number one thing that you've learned from the CSPOA that has impressed you the most?
I think how the sheriffs all stand together. You know, they you're fighting for our Constitution. And I didn't know a lot until I married Bob, and I have learned a lot of things. And, yeah, I think that's what it is. It's just about all you fight.
Well, he didn't know a lot until he married you.
True.
No.
True.
Well, Fran, thank you. It's always a joy to be with you. And we appreciate your involvement with your posse, and with the CSPOA. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
All right. See you later.
There she is, ladies and gentlemen. The real woman behind the man that makes it all possible. She knows more about him than
anybody.
I know
how that feels, don't I, Sam?
And she sticks with him, right?
Yeah, you know how I feel about that too, right, Sam?
Absolutely.
Yeah, my wife is definitely.
But the good news is that's how stable things happen, though. That's how leadership happens, you know. And Mrs. Songer literally has an opportunity to make a difference in her own way, whether she's a member of the posse in a direct form or not. She's the chief advisor, without a doubt. Sheriff Mack.
Yeah, and rightfully so. But I spent a lot of time with both. Yeah, exactly. And
I just meant she's like the top. She has his ear more than anybody else, was all I was trying to say, even though I use the word woman. I'm sorry.
Yeah. There's about how many female sheriffs do you have in Washington? Maybe one or two?
Yes. I believe at least one.
Yeah. Because there's only about 18, there's no more than 20 nationwide. And it's fine with us. We certainly have worked with all sheriffs, and doesn't matter to us what gender, but there's just not very many female sheriffs in America. And, right. Hey, we make no bones about it. The sheriffs that are in there that are females are wonderful sheriffs. Most of them know what they're doing. I would certainly like to see, as Fran alluded to, I'd like to see more sheriffs come together in the support and defense of the Constitution. And of course, that's what we train them to do. That's why we're called Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And that's what we promote. And again, Sheriff Songer, thank you so much for that. Listen, I don't know. I'm pretty sure you know, but I'm not positive this because I don't think I've talked to you directly, but, you know that we're making this the number one push in the CSPOA right now, that sheriffs across the country, especially in the swing states of the 2020 election, that they start their own independent investigations, thorough and professional investigations on the information exposed in the movie 2000 Mules. You're aware of that, right?
Yes. In fact, I did an email back to you folks on that. I did get the opportunity to review that video. And after you watch the 2000 Mules documentary, if you walk away from that not thinking that that election was stolen, then you got to be in a dream world. Because it's very obvious, at least based on what's been presented there, that that election, the presidential election, was absolutely stolen.
Yeah, and I'm not drawing that conclusion yet as far as the investigation goes. I just want to tell people, get it investigated. Sheriffs,
yes.
The evidence that Sheriff Songer is talking about is very compelling. It's very difficult not to draw that conclusion, but let's, as impartial investigators, let's just look at it and say, okay, D'Souza's lying and he fabricated the whole thing, or there's a very serious, serious crime, one of the most serious crimes that ever been perpetrated in the history of the United States, and we have a moral and lawful obligation to investigate this. Would you agree with that,
Sheriff?
And
ladies and gentlemen, let's be clear. If there's not vote fraud in your county, let's put that on record as the example to look to for solutions. Let's put that on the record and say, look, it's not all bad, guys. So we're not just negative when we call for these investigations. You know what? A lot of times when you investigate, if something comes up clean, that builds confidence and faith and stability and trust as well, sheriffs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I agree with what Sheriff Mack just stated. But, you know, after reviewing that, of course, I had my suspicions in the beginning anyway. Yeah. When I watched President Trump have 40, 50,000 people at his rallies, and then you see Biden with maybe 100 people there, common sense would tell you something is not right. Then watch that documentary, 2000 Mules, just reconfirmed a lot of my suspicions. And yes, I think sheriffs should be looking into this. And if it turns out that it's not a valid situation, then we speak out for that as well.
Yeah. Is there any way that that could have been happening in your county?
It's small enough. I think, in knowing the election people in our auditor's office, no, they wouldn't put up with that. But that doesn't mean that there are other ways. Because when those ballots go out, if somebody's moved from the county within a year or so, they may not have that information. So a ballot go out to somebody else that's living there who might fill out the ballot. So there's potential for cheating, obviously. But I feel pretty comfortable with the people I know in our county involved in the election process. It's they try to run it a very fair election.
Well, good. That's good to know. You didn't have the drop boxes
on
like
for sure.
Put in then.
Pardon me?
Did you guys have the drop boxes like it showed in the movie with the mules dropping ballots? You did have those? Okay.
Yes, we do have drop boxes throughout the county. So the potential is there, you know, no question.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks.
That's something really to focus on. Before the end of our time, I want to bring up this story, though, because everybody's wondering about the shootings that took place, ladies and gentlemen, and they're really trying to push gun control. One of the greatest efforts of the CSPOA is to have sheriffs stand together. as Mrs. Songer's highlighted, against gun control in the past. That's where Sheriff Mack beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court, and that's how the CSPO was really born over that quintessential issue. And Lee County, Florida sheriff, he's a sitting sheriff now. His name is Carmine Marchionnel. He issued a warning to those who would attack a school in his county following last week's tragedy in Texas. And he simply said this, we're going to kill you. All right. Don't you think about doing this in our county. We will flat out kill you. If you come to do harm, we will shoot you. We will take action. We will not tolerate it in our county. Then a lot of criticism of law enforcement for Texas was heaped upon the current case before us. But Marchionnel said that, look, if an individual goes to one of our schools and uses force, we'll use deadly force. We will shoot them. You will not hurt our children. We will flat out kill you. Sheriff Songer, then Sheriff Mack.
Well, I would second that. I would say that sheriff's spot on. Somebody's going to come to our county with the intent of hurting someone, shooting someone. Yes, they're going to get the final justice, and they will be shot and killed. The whole school matter. After all these years in law enforcement, I can tell you, I'd like to say that we could respond to a school shooting 30 seconds, save the day, and we'd be heroes. That's not the real world. In my opinion, we need tighter security on the schools and have volunteer teachers that'll be put through training and be armed in the schools. Because when that bad guy comes in the school to do harm, that teacher already knows the school layout, and that teacher's right there when it's happening and can put it down before officers even arrived on the scene.
I totally agree with that. I was a school teacher for 7 years just recently, and I'm telling you, what do they do in any school situation where there's a shooting involved? They call for people with guns. They call for law enforcement with guns to come and settle it. The most logical, common sense response would be to have guns there immediately. And that means arming teachers. Now, even as a former cop, and I was a teacher, I didn't want to have a gun on my person. I didn't. But I definitely wanted to have one close by and strategically placed where I could get it in a matter of seconds. And so that's up to the school. That's up to the individual teacher. And we're not wanting to force any teacher to be armed if they don't want to be. But there's always...
We would never force anybody, but let's be clear. Let's be clear. How this was stopped was a good guy with a gun. So you want to stop it faster, you need more good guys with guns. That's the simple reality check we must all face.
Yes.
And get those posse members patrolling those schools and walking through the schools and get the deputies to do it and get school resource officers more. Some places, they say they can't afford them. You can, you must, and we can keep these schools safe.
We're flat out of time, ladies and gentlemen. To learn more, CSPOA.org. Join the posses today. Get involved and use Bob Solger's posse guide to help you duplicate what's being done in Hookettack County, Washington, under the direction of Bob Songer. Sheriff-elect, thank you for watching.
Living Liberty ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your... Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your...
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. A shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.